Commercial fishermen on the Yukon River are getting a chance to earn some money. The Department of Fish and Game has been allowing some openings on the river in an effort to target summer chum. But fishermen had to wait first while the bulk of the run swam past their villages. Shane Iverson from member station KYUK in Bethel has more.
Quixpac Fisheries is the largest salmon buyer on the Yukon River, and running that operation each year is a big question mark, says Quixpac manager Jack Schulteis.
It's been really difficult on the Yukon, you know, because it's been so unreliable.
This year, the Department of Fish and Game made plans to close all commercial fishing until the majority of the Yukon King Run had passed through the lower river. By now, most of those kings have moved on, so Fish and Game has opened fishing for summer chums in the two lowest districts. There's been a total of 5 openings so far.
The workers are happy. They got plenty of work. The fishermen seem okay. Everybody's pretty content over here. But they naturally want more fish.
According to the Department of Labor, the lower Yukon is the most impoverished area of the state, and many rely on the fisheries there to scrape out a living. But many of the summer chum they were hoping to catch were swimming with the kings earlier this summer. That means the best fishing has already passed.
So what that means is we are allowing a large surplus of chum to go by these lower river districts unharvested because they're running at the same time these kings are running. So we're basically getting started fishing on the chums pretty late.
Steve Hayes is a fish and game biologist in Emonok at the mouth of the Yukon. Had the king run been more plentiful, fish and game could have opened up commercial fishing earlier. But Hayes says it's looking like another year that's well below the average for kings.
From what we've seen right now, you know, we're kind of projecting that we're going to be at the low end of our preseason projection.
Fish and Game is now estimating that about 155,000 kings have entered the Yukon. They were hoping for as many as 210,000. Hayes says future sonar counts will help finalize that number. Meanwhile, the Yukon summer chum run looks to be in good shape. Fish and Game estimates that about 1 million of them have already passed through when they began the openings last week. That means a surplus for commercial harvest. With 4 of 5 openings tallied, they say about 109,000 chums have been sold so far. Jack Schulteis says the average take-home pay for fishermen is around $700 an opening.
It's, you know, kind of hit and miss. One opening you do real well, the next opening, you know, you just kind of scratch fishing.
And while catches may be down, prices are up.
You know, they're getting a decent price for fish. It's keeping people going.
Quixpac is buying at 70 cents per pound. That's a 20-cent increase over last year's prices. That's in part because demand is up a bit and supply is down across the state. But Schulteis says the Yukon benefits from enthusiastic buyers in the lower 48 that are willing to stick with the troubled fishery.
The customers that have stuck it out with us, they really like our fish. They work with us on, you know, ad campaigns and promotions.
The end of summer management for the Yukon is July 15th. That gives just a few more chances for summer chum openings.
We're hoping and praying, okay? We got one thing we got over here is a lot of hope, all right? It's how we run the fishery, on hope.
In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.